This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. President Draupadi Murmu approved the Uniform Civil Code UCC Uttarakhand Bill 2024. With the implementation of this bill, Uttarakhand will become the first state in the country to implement the UCC. The bill addresses practices such as polygamy, halala, talaq, and ensures property rights, equal marital age, and equal inheritance rights. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami said that with the implementation of the UCC law in the state, all citizens will obtain equal rights and the oppression of women will also be curbed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched the Pradhan Mantri Samajik Uthan Evam Rozgar Adharit Jan Kalyan PM Suraj National Portal and sanctioned credit assistance for 1 lakh entrepreneurs from disadvantaged communities. He also interacted with beneficiaries of various government schemes from disadvantaged groups through video conferencing. Addressing the program, the Prime Minister said that the goal of Viksit Bharat cannot be achieved without the development of the deprived segments. He said the biggest beneficiaries of schemes like free ration, free medical treatment, pakka houses, toilets and Ujjwala gas connection are the deprived segments or people living on the periphery. PM Suraj National Portal is a transformative initiative aimed at uplifting the most marginalized segments of society. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone of three semiconductor projects worth over 1.25 lakh crore rupees through video conferencing. The projects include the country's first commercial semiconductor fab at the Dholera Special Investment Region, Gujarat, the outsourced semiconductor assembly and test facility in Assam's Morigaon, and the outsourced semiconductor assembly and test facility at Sanand in Gujarat. The government today approved two corridors of Delhi Metro Phase 4. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur said the total project cost of the two corridors will be 8,400 crore rupees. The cabinet also approved the signing of a memorandum of understanding between India and Bhutan on extending cooperation in the field of energy efficiency and energy conservation measures. The BJP today released the second list of its 72 candidates for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur will contest from Hamirpur parliamentary constituency in Himachal Pradesh, while Nitin Gadkari will fight from Nagpur seat and Piyush Goyal from Mumbai North in Maharashtra. Former Haryana Chief Minister Manohar Lal Khattar will fight from Karnal seat and Union Minister Krishan Pal Gurjar from Faridabad parliamentary constituency in Haryana. The list includes the names of candidates for 20 seats each in Maharashtra and Karnataka, 6 each in Haryana and Telangana, 7 in Gujarat, 5 in Madhya Pradesh, 2 each in Delhi, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand, and 1 candidate each for Tripura and Dadar and Nagar Haveli. Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur today launched TV Shabd, Prasar Bharati Shared Audio Visuals for Broadcast Dissemination, a news sharing service from Prasar Bharati in New Delhi. He also launched the revamped websites of Akashvani News and DB News and updated news on the AIR mobile app. In Haryana, newly appointed Chief Minister Nayak Singh Saini, led BJP government, has won the vote of confidence by voice vote during a special assembly session this afternoon. Mr. Saini undertook the floor test just a day after he took oath as the Chief Minister of the state. In Nepal, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda won the vote of confidence in Parliament today. He received 157 votes in his favour in the floor test. In All England Open Badminton Championships, women's doubles pair of Ashwini Ponappa and Tanisha Crafto reached pre-quarterfinals in Birmingham, UK today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.